Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And good morning. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, I've got a great program lined up for you. Hour number two will be joined by the station chief. My good friend Scott Eulinger is going to join us. We'll weigh in with him and get his feedback, thoughts on an article that came out yesterday in the Washington Times talking about the FBI and a probe that they just completed from 2019 showing a lot of irregularities. And we'll get his thoughts on that. We'll get his thoughts on CIA and where he sees that as. And if you haven't seen it before, I really encourage you to watch. It's called Disinformation by General Pacheco. And if you do a search for it, you can actually find it up on YouTube. And it's about an hour long, but it is basically it's the book in more of a video format. And I would really encourage you to take some time to look at it, because in light of what's happening right now in the Ukraine, in light of what's going on around the world, understanding how disinformation is used and what it is and identifying it is, man, it is absolutely critically important. Scripture talks to us about that as well. Believe not every spirit. I'll read that for you here in just a couple of minutes. So I'll have Scott with me. Hoping to keep him for the whole hour. We'll see if his schedule allows for that. That'll be hour number two. Bottom of this hour, Matt Long and I'll be kind of chopping some things up about Ukraine. Matt's got some perspective on that relative to whether or not we should be engaged or involved in the Ukrainian situation. And you might have some thoughts yourself. If you've got thoughts about that and you want to share those with me, why don't you give me a call? 209-380-8654. 209-380-8654. We're talking about Ukraine this morning. We'll be visiting about that topic. We'll be talking about the evil that's happening in our country and where we stand with regards to that. What do we, what should we do? What should our response be? And how important is it for America to have her house in order, so that she's in a position to be able to help other people around the world? One of the things that I talk about when you listen to I Believe is that I believe that America has a role in national security. It has a role in the world and in what takes place and is what's going on in the world. However, before we can go out and deal with that, I think that we have to be mindful of where we are as a country and whether or not we're taking care of our own business and whether or not we're taking care of our own house. And I would offer that we are not. Waiting to hear, Doug Giles was going to be with me this morning, and I'm hoping that that Doug still will be able to call in this morning. So I'm hoping that is going to happen. Let's see if we've got any breaking news that we need to bring your way. Okay. All right. So, you know what? I'll tell you what we will try and do is we will try and see if we can reach Pastor Vitaly and, excuse me, and get him on the phone. Okay. Let's see. There we go. And let's give him a phone call and see if he's available. and see if he's able to give us an update on what's going on in his neighborhood. I don't even know if he'll be able to answer the phone, to be honest. But he said to use this methodology to try to reach him, so we'll see if we can get him on the phone. There's bombardment that's being reported, and then there are others that are suggesting that the bombardment isn't happening. My conversations with Pastor Vitali are about what's happening over there. And yes, they are hearing bombing. They are hearing explosion. As a matter of fact, when we have been talking, there have been explosions that have happened in the background. The village that's only about 10 miles away from where they reside was invaded about 4 days ago. Let's see. I'm going to tell them that we can go live. But yeah, about 5 days ago, roughly. And he said that the checkpoints over there are at the... Okay, now I've got... That is very strange. So the checkpoints that are over there are actually at the front of the town. And the way that those small communities and towns are arranged, the churches are generally the first building that you run into when you come into these small little village enclaves. And so they have been, of course, you know, setting up their checkpoints at the entrances to the town in order to be able to protect the villages and protect the villagers. And so with that being said, they are... Hang on, I apologize. I'm having some very strange stuff going on here with my sound system, and I'm not sure exactly what the problem is. Like there's a major loop or an echo or something of that effect that's coming back at me, and I'm not sure where it's coming from. Okay, hopefully it's not an echo that's going out over air. I'm not hearing anything, so I assume that we're okay. So at any rate, there was Russian troops that came into that village about 10 miles from where he is, and the priest for that particular church was murdered by the Russians. They shot him, and he was just talking about how, you know, this people are saying, oh, the Russians aren't killing Ukrainian citizens, but that's not at all the truth. The fact of the matter is that they are killing the Ukrainian citizens, and it's a pretty serious and pretty deadly situation. So at any rate, there you go. And I don't see Pastor Vitali on right now. Let me see. Let me send him a message and see if he's available. There was a story that we spoke about here yesterday that, as I look at the mainstream media feeds, there's still really no conversation about this going on at all. And that has to do with our man in space. And we do have right now an astronaut in space, and he is... Let's see if my webmaster put that story up or not. Okay. All right. Let me go over here and do a quick search. And my apologies, folks. Bear with me for a second. Okay. So, nope. No response to that. Okay. Astronaut furious at Russia threat to abandon American space. This is from the Western Journal. I talked about this just briefly yesterday, but you know, policies and these kinds of things all have serious ramifications. Man. I can't keep enough liquid in my mouth for it not to dry out on me. Policies and decisions like this have serious ramifications. And this particular situation with Russia, and this goes back to a decision that happened back, I believe, during the Obama years. Let's see, yeah, 2011. So, yep, that would have been Obama. He was president from 08 to 2016. So right in the middle of his presidency, they decided to cut back on our space program. And in so doing, we entered into this agreement with Russia to ferry our astronauts into space and back home again. And, you know, even during the issue that happened in Crimea in 2014 and the tensions that arose out of that and the conversations that were taking place and all of the efforts that were made by Obama and by the Clintons to try to get us into the war, the situation that we essentially are in today. This is an old playbook, folks. This is an old playbook. It's a playbook that the Clintons and the Obamas tried to run roughly 8 years ago now, back in 2014, when the Ukrainian citizenship said, we are not happy with the leadership that we have. We're not happy with the direction that they're going. And quite frankly, we feel as though this is, you know, we're simply... a Russian satellite. We're puppets and we're being mistreated and we're not going to have it anymore. And so in 2014, they deposed the Russian puppet and they brought in their own guy. It doesn't mean that, you know, there wasn't bad stuff that continued to happen. And obviously we know that there was bad stuff that continued to happen. And we actually know that one of the prosecutors who was engaged in going after the corruption, Joe Biden bragged about the fact that he went to the president of the Ukraine and threatened the president of the Ukraine and indicated to the president of the Ukraine that bad things would happen to him and to the Ukrainians if they didn't remove this person and they wouldn't give them the funding and the support that they promised and so on. And so that prosecutor was subsequently removed, a prosecutor that would have exposed the information about Biden and about his son Hunter and about Burisma and about all the wicked stuff that was going on. Once again in 2016, the Ukrainian people, having looked at what was taking place, said, we don't want the corruption that we're seeing. It's happening. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water. And that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water. And all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you. And keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put. And pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandra Gari. Motor Chala Do Mani. And you can.
Now back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And there we go. We're nice and clean. Good deal. All right. Well, good to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. So I was talking about the situation in the Ukraine and a little bit of the history of the Ukrainian folks and their desire to see the corruption that was happening in their country cleaned up and their, I guess, frustration that the 2014 election and the president that they brought in 2014 didn't do what they had intended that person would do. Okay. All right. So a little bit of frustration with regards to that. A little bit of frustration with that situation. And I'm looking right now to see if I see our friend Vitaly online to bring him on. Okay, I don't see him. It doesn't look like he is available. All right. Bottom line is they brought in Zelensky. They believed and still believe that Zelensky is going to help with the corruption. There's a lot of corruption in Ukraine. Yes, there is. But the impetus of that corruption has been the Ukrainians being under submission to the Russians. And it's been Russian oligarchs, and it's been direct connections to the Kremlin and Moscow and the criminal elements that are associated with the Soviet Union, which it isn't the Soviet Union, and I understand that, but they're behaving like the Soviet Union, and certainly that's what Putin wants. What Putin wants is Putin wants to have a rising again of the former USSR, and part of that includes bringing Ukraine into submission. I should probably get into a couple of those things as well, too, as far as kind of the overall landscape. So we've got a situation right now where Putin has attacked the Ukrainian country and the Ukrainian people in an effort to bring them into subjection. Xi and the CCP have been supporting Russia. Russia has been supporting Iran with the help of China. And Iran, of course, has been helping Syria and Assad. And Syria and Assad are also Russian-supported and Russian-backed. And so I know that we speculated here on the program about the play of Russia coming into the Ukraine, China going into Taiwan, and the Iranians, pushing into Iraq and ultimately heading towards, potentially heading towards Israel. Man, I'm telling you, this dry mouth thing is driving me a little bit nutty. Get some water in a cup over here. So what we have seen is we have seen resistance to Putin in the Ukraine that was not anticipated by these forces. They didn't expect this. And Xi put all of his marbles in one pile and piled them up basically with Putin. And with Putin pushing into the Ukraine, Xi right now is in his own battle for power and control in China. And those that have supported him and whose support he needs. And while Xi is of a dictatorial breed, he is also beholding to a certain element within the CCP that have to support him in order for him to stay in power. And that power right now is being discussed. And the future of the CCP and who's going to lead them into the future is also being discussed and hotly debated behind closed doors. Subsequently, Putin's failure to have taken out Iran in a quick and decisive way has caused the individuals that are backing Xi to question Xi's judgment and in having put all of his marbles on the table and putting everything behind Putin. Now, Iran and their muscle or their missile launch that they did over the weekend and strike near our consulate, the cover for that is as well, we did that because we're retaliating, we're sending a warning shot having to do with something that Israel did. But the reality of that is that was Iran sending a message more to China and to Russia than to America or anyone else. And Rossi and the Imam saying, we are impatient, we want our jihad, we want to rise up, we want our caliphate, we told you what we wanted, and this is our chunk of the world, and we want it, and we want it now. And we're not happy that you're bogged down. We're not happy that Xi is not followed through with his promises. And so their alliance is crumbling.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life. spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses, and it is my sincere pleasure, as it is each and every Tuesday, to join my dear friends in the Hill Country on Hill Country Patriot Radio, and my very dear friend, the man, the myth, and the legend, Matt Long, and the Matt Long Show. Hey, Matt, how are you?
I am doing well. Good morning, Pastor Greg. And I'm telling you, we got a pretty spring happening here in Texas, while a lot of our friends in the north are still getting some winter storms. So I'm grateful.
Yeah. We're supposed to hit near 80 today. It's gonna be a nice warm one. Of course, you know, I was looking ahead. We might hit some more cold weather here in about another 4 or 5 days, but I don't know. It, you know, if you don't like the weather in Texas, wait 5 minutes, it'll change.
That's right. There you go.
So you want to talk about Ukraine. I was talking to my audience a little bit just about history. Because there's a lot of conversation about corruption and things of that nature. And so I was just kind of talking a little bit about history, and then kind of an overview of the three players that are on the table right now: Russia, China, and Iran, and the challenges that are happening with this. Xi right now, for those that may not know in your audience, but Xi right now is really in a fight for his life to maintain his position within the CCP. That's one of the reasons a lot of people are saying, are wondering why he hasn't gone ahead and gone into Taiwan. Well, the reason he hasn't gone into Taiwan is he put all his marbles behind Putin, and Putin has stalled out. He has not taken the Ukraine like Xi had promised to the CCP handlers that he needs. Yep, exactly. And so... So he's in a little bit of a struggle, and the Iranians were promised certain things, and they're growing impatient. The shot that they shot towards our consulate, really, the retaliation towards Israel, that's a cover. They weren't really even going after us. They were sending a message to Russia and China and saying, you made promises, you told us you were going to do certain things, so that we could do certain things. We're going to do our certain things. Where are you at?
Yeah. So, Pastor Greg, I wanted to put our biblical lenses on you. That is your worldview with your biblical lenses that you talk about, and it's I'm getting more and more used to putting those on. And first of all, let's put the caveat out there that whatever's going on in Eastern Europe and Ukraine is a very, very, very complicated equation, extremely complicated. So what I'm about to say may sound a little too simple, but it's just out there for discussion. And so my question has to do with the scripture I read yesterday towards the end of the program, Luke 12:48, and it says, for everyone who has been given much, much will be required, and to whom they entrusted much, of him they will ask all the more. And so I put that together with our proud heritage of the Judeo-Christian formation of our country and put all of those into one big pile. And I would say that as a country, we have been blessed. There have been miracles happened in the forming of this country and the creation of this country. We've made it through a bloody civil war. We are, without a doubt, one of the most blessed countries in the world. People will break every law under the sun to get in here and share a part of the blessings that we have. I believe that in this scripture that the United States has been given much. They have been entrusted with much. And so this then leads to the question, what is our duty to protect someone when their country is completely invaded? You know, this invasion of Ukraine is not the same as a civil war in Africa. This was one country with well-defined borders going into another country with well-defined borders. And how, as Christians and as a Judeo-Christian country with so many blessings and so much power and entrusted with so much, isn't it our duty to go and help the Ukrainians? And so I leave that open, and knowing that it's much more complicated than that. But I think sometimes when we just say, what is the gospel? It's love. Sometimes things are as simple as Luke 12 and 48.
You know, Matt, I think you bring up a really good point. I think another thing to look at, you know, we've been at war. There's a very long war that we've been engaged in places like Afghanistan and Iraq and Syria and a variety of different places around the world in the Middle East, which we've referred to as our war on terror. And in this particular, in that particular instance, you know, we wanted to fight them over there to try to keep them from coming over here, of course, and I'll get to that in just a second. But we weren't fighting a country, we were fighting a kind of a nebulous, a network, okay? So you bring in a very valid point. This is certainly much more akin to, you know, how the world looked at, you know, Hitler, right, and his blitzkriegs, and, you know, Neville Chamberlain and Lord Halifax and their road to appeasement. That obviously, you know, there was no appeasing the crazy aspirations that Hitler had. I don't think that there's an appeasement that is available to deal with the crazy mindset that is Putin, and I think this is something that is not discussed enough. I'll have a guest on coming up top of the hour who's a former CIA station chief from that part of the world that will be giving us, you know, his analysis, and I'm hoping to have a psychiatrist on to talk about Putin's mindset and a little bit her analysis on who he is. That being said, and as a former Russian linguist and in the Cold War and studying all this, and I actually watched Disinformation again last night just because I think it's a good base program. Putin is not going to be satisfied with the Ukraine. Putin wants more. Putin wants what the USSR lost, and he wants it all. But here's another, so to that end, and I say this in my, I believe every day on my program, the United States, because of the position that it has been given and the blessings of God, is a superpower. It's still a superpower. Yeah. And we have a responsibility to be the good guy on the playing field, telling the bad bullies, you can't go there. You can't do that, and to be prepared to assist. The Ukrainians have said, we don't want U.S. troops on the ground. We don't want you to spill your blood for our battle as a sovereign nation. We simply want you to support us in the areas that we can't defend. Now, my other response to that would be found in 1 Timothy chapter 3. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy, of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that rules well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? America is a house, and each state is a bedroom in that house, and each one of those bedrooms has someone who is the head of that family or representing that family as its head, and the same thing nationally. We have all our houses are out of order, Matt. Our nation is out of order. We have open borders. We are dependent on everyone else around the world, whether it's for medical supplies, food, energy. Go on down the list. We are subsidized by somebody somewhere when we should be taking care of ourselves, and we're not. And that's the policy.
You know, I used the analogy, Pastor Greg, yesterday, and man, I'm telling you what, you topped it off like a champ. I said, so I'm looking out, the analogy I used was, I'm looking out my window, there's a little old lady across the street, I don't even know her, right? I've met her once. She's taking her groceries out of the car, and some young punk in the neighborhood rides up, starts beating on her, grabs her groceries, and takes off. And here I am, healthy, and do I go protect that woman? That was what I asked you yesterday evening. I said, so isn't it my duty as a Christian, knowing that I have the power, I have the ability, God has given me, entrusted me, has given me much, the physical stamina or whatever it is, do I have the obligation to go help that little old lady? And man, you shocked me with, we kind of came up with the same answer at the same time, so I'll let you finish that story. Do I go help the little old lady?
Well, you do, except when you run out your front door and discover that your house is on fire and your wife's asleep. You better get back in the house and save your wife and defend your home. And that's where we are. We're the house on fire.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports
supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with me. I know you have a choice to where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. So, you know, we were talking about keeping your house in order. There was another scripture that was on my mind this morning that I thought about, and I've shared it with you before, but I really think that it is appropriate for what we're watching and what we're seeing and what's happening in our own country. And it is Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that sows discord among brethren. All of those things are a part of what is happening in our house. And yesterday I talked a little bit with a couple of my guests, and I've been really trying to bring this to you. And what it has to do with is the totality of what Jesus Christ did for us when he hung on the cross. And he was unafraid to speak truth and to speak truth to those that had what they believed and perceived to be power. Remember when Pilate says to him, "Don't you know that I have the power to spare your life or take your life?" And I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but Jesus basically just kind of looks at him and he's like, do you understand even who I am? That I could call down right now legions from heaven and change, change your whole situation. I'm going to the cross voluntarily. I'm laying down my life. I'm letting you. Paul writes and says that Jesus laid down his power, his divinity, and picked up humanness so that his sacrifice would be the end all, be all, do all, finish all. And he willingly did it. And in another place, Paul writes and says that He suffered the cross for the joy that was set before him. And the context of that is unifying us with the Father. The unification, the bringing back together, the restoration of our relationship. Remember, God's holy. And so he can't be in this close personal relationship with anything that is not holy also. So for us to have a close personal relationship with God, something has to have changed. And the thing that is not being taught and preached in the churches today, I believe, we talk about a sinner saved by grace. We see people, and if we're of a biblical worldview understanding, and we understand heaven and hell, we understand God and Satan, we understand sin leads to death, and we define sin because God has defined sin. And so there are issues of sin. There are churches that suggest that it's okay to accept homosexuality. And that's a real hot button topic. Still is. But we, you know, the argument then is as well, but you have adulterers in your church. Well, if the church has people that are actively engaged and involved in committing adultery and they're not doing anything about it, then I would reference that church to 1 Corinthians 5. You're sleeping with your father's wife. That is a form of adultery. It's incestuous and it's adultery, but she's probably not his mother. And that's a whole nother topic, yeah? So here we have a situation where Paul writes directly to that, but then he talks about sexual immorality in total. And he's very clear about that. And so what I would suggest to you is that the problem is that we're not preaching that you can be set free from that. You can be set free from sexual perversion and sexual immorality and the effects of it. And that's what Jesus Christ meant when he said, "It is finished." It wasn't so that we could go to a place and be told about how bad we are. Yes, we have to be told. We need to understand sin. But the good news is that it's like going to the doctor and saying, "Doc, I've got cancer." And the doctor reaching into his cupboard and pulling out a bottle and a dropper and saying, "Here, let's put a couple of these drops on your tongue and the cancer will be gone, gone, washed away, gone." Jesus Christ said on the cross, "It is finished." The church pretends like, you know, we need to wait till Jesus comes the second time in order for salvation to occur, in order for freedom to take place, in order for us to walk in what Christ paid for on that cross. And you can study this in Scripture all over, as deep as you want to go. And you will see that Christ has said on the cross, "It is finished." When he gave his last breath, "It is finished." Now he says, "I'm going to send a comforter who's going to lead you into all truth." Wait a second. He's going to send the comforter. He's going to ascend, and the comforter, the Holy Spirit, is going to come to lead you into all truth. Think about the implications of that. Back after this.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.